Marion Chevrolet has lost his mind.
I'm fine. I'm just extending the buy three tires and get the fourth for a buck deal through May 31st. Our response in April was over the tire.
Doug, that's called over the top, not over the tire. Next thing you know, you'll be handing out free tires and a tire swing for grown-ups.
Come for the tires first, then stay for the terrible jokes if you want.
Extended through May 31st, buy three tires, get the fourth for a dollar. Warren Chevrolet, 107 East Alger, online, warrensheridan.com. Tire swing for grown-ups not included.
Hi, this is Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's here on Main Street in downtown Sheridan, where great food is just the beginning. From the moment you walk in, our team is dedicated to making your dining experience exceptional. Your server isn't just here to take your order. They're here to guide you, offering recommendations, pairing flavors, and ensuring every detail is just right. Whether it's cocktails at happy hour, a date night for two, or a family celebration, we make every occasion memorable. Book your table early at Frackleton's.com.
Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates Team at Best.
And this is Colton Bates. It's one thing to put your home on the market during the best time of the year this spring, but our team wants you to have a full-scale launch onto the market.
That's right, Colton. We believe in every single detail mattering when it comes to staging, presentation, and targeted marketing for an all-out best effort in getting your home sold.
If you want to see the service you're paying for, keep a constant line of communication, and relieve yourself of any work and stress, work with the best.
Use the spring season for all it's worth and choose the best for all your real estate needs.
Give us a call at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net today.
Thinking about home improvements, debt consolidation, or unexpected expenses? A home equity line of credit from Security State Bank could be the solution you need. Whether you are planning a remodel, tackling bills, or covering emergencies, our line of credit offers a convenient way to get started. Hurry, this special offer is only available now through June 30th. Take the next step today. Call your local Security State Bank branch or visit online at ssbwyo.bank.
Security State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 401472, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, May 8th, and from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I'm joined by Sheridan City Councilman Andrew Pancik and Public Works Director Hans Mercer. Good morning, gentlemen, and welcome back.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Good morning, Floyd.
All right. How are things down at City Hall?
Going quite well. We're busy. We're getting ready to start our construction season. We're working through budget, so it's just nonstop.
Yeah. So spring down at City Hall. Does everybody get excited because projects are about to kick off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's finally that time where all that planning and funding gathering, you get to implement it, and the guys will be in the field a lot. So it's good. Things will get busier than the winter.
What are some of the things that you like to do during those winter months when you can't get into the ground?
Usually we're reconciling previous projects, working through design, kind of the back end stuff before. A lot of the stuff the public doesn't see, there's a lot of thought and preparation goes into design and grant writing and building those funding packages to get them implemented.
And so a lot of paperwork and trying to shake hands and rub elbows.
A lot of paperwork, a lot of meetings, yeah.
When do you really like to start to get things done? I used to speak with Les Hook, who ran the Buffalo Public Works quite a bit, and he used to talk about, when the leaves really start budding out, that's when he knew. We're getting ready to go out there. And he knew that the work was probably going to slow down when the leaves fell.
That's a great comparison. We prefer to bid projects out either late fall or very early winter, so we can start as early as we can. Now, that all depends if the designs are complete. But that's about when we should be starting a lot of the projects. You can see, we're going to talk about the Kendrick Pool in a little bit. That construction's been going quite a while. And it slowed down for the winter months, but it's picking back up very fast here.
When it comes to designing something, if you contract that out, do they do the design or do they just kind of do the physical work, Hans?
Well, we do both. So we contract out a lot of the design to an engineering firm, and then we go through the bidding process to get on a professional contractor to actually build it. And then the engineers, not only our project managers in the city hall, we also have our contract engineers involved as well to make sure everything goes smooth.
Now, speaking of big project, is and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, right?
That is correct.
All right, Project 1135, what is this?
Yeah, so the 1135, that actually refers to a funding package within the Army Corps of Engineers, and it's a reclamation project anywhere a levee was constructed in the 1960s. What they figured out is that wide flat bottom streams are not beneficial to the ecosystem for the fish, birds, riparian areas, and the all the bugs that live in the water as well for fish food. So they developed that funding package to come in and actually remediate the stream bed. You can see through the Kendrick Park area, we've installed some boulder clusters, which give a little bit of refuge for the fish to hang out behind and eat food. There's some Newbury riffles that force the channel into the center of the stream, kind of speeds up the water, and then it slows it down. We also took out the 4-foot drop structures under the Lewis Street Bridge. We put in 18 5-inch drop structures, so the fish can actually, for the first time in very many years, swim upstream, back up through the confluence and through the park as far as they wanted to go. So that's really
that's
important
incredible.
For the fish, yeah.
Have you, this may seem like an odd question, but have you sat there and watched it happen?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I suppose it's happening.
You looking forward to it, like maybe going out there and seeing that take place?
Yeah. There's resting pools. So this project was all the way from Sheltered Acres through Little Goose, through the confluence, all the way up to just north of Fort Road is where the improvements ended. That's where our levee system is installed in town.
Now, how long has this project been in the works?
Oh, years. I think they signed the feasibility agreement in 2013, and then it actually got implemented in about 2019 when the Colonel John Hudson came out and signed the agreement to implement the project.
Now, how does the city coordinate work like this with the Army Corps of Engineers? Do they send kind of an entourage out here to sit with you and kind of go over this stuff?
They sure do, yeah. It takes years of preparation, a lot of meetings. This is the Omaha group, so they come up. We've met them multitudes of times, kind of plan the project. And then there's, of course, they do the design. We do a lot of review for it. And it's years in the making to have a project like that come to fruition.
So if we go out to Mill Park today, what will we see?
Luckily, we're going to see a lot of green grass. The benches are reinstalled. Mill Park was the construction area for the removal of those drop structures. So it was actually closed for about 2 years.
Was it the staging area?
Yeah, it's actually, they had to haul in a lot of riprap and everything. So it was about the only area possible to do that work in the stream. So the underpass under Lewis Street was closed. We had a lot of citizens express concerns that it wasn't usable, but it had to be closed for their safety. And we pushed really hard to get that back open last fall. We put the sod down. It's had a couple cuttings already. It looks sharp. Everything's put back together. And we really do appreciate the community's patience on that project. And we encourage everybody to get down there and go check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there anything added to it recreation-wise? Or
not so much. There is a clearing where they were taking equipment down to the river. So there's no brush or anything. It's just seeded a landscape where you can easily walk down and right near the confluence of the river and kind of enjoy that area if you want to fish or put your kayak in or out. So there is some access improvements.
Now, when it comes to working with the Corps of Engineers, is this completed then? Are we tying this off?
Yes, the 1135 is complete, and the crews from the Omaha District will be coming to town in July for a ribbon cutting.
Oh, fantastic.
To kick it off, yeah.
That's way cool. All yeah. right, so what about any other projects that you've got planned with the Army Corps of Engineers? So was this something that they just wanted to come in and remediate?
Yeah, this is something in their mission was to come in and remediate the ecosystems. One final project we have, which we're working on the general investigation study, that's where those concrete chutes are installed in town. That's the last gap we have in our ecosystem levee stretch that could use improvement. So they're doing a study on what would happen if we pulled those out. And it was a 3-year study. It's coming. I think it's in draft stage, though. They're going to come out and actually inspect that project, and then I believe sign the feasibility study off as complete. And there's a lot of options. There's some big price tags on it. I don't know what direction the city's going to go on it, but it's definitely being looked at right now.
Yeah. I know Buffalo put a bunch of rocks back in their creek a number of years ago, and I take walks down by the creek quite often. And it really does add quite a bit to the entire thing. And writing for a newspaper over there at one time, they would have me go kind of check the pools and take photos of the fish that ended up getting stuck there during drought. And so those little rocks provide a sanctuary for those fish. Well, I shouldn't say little. They're big as this table. But it really does provide a sanctuary for fish during those rough, rough times. And so very well worth it. All right, switching gears on you. The city has chosen to use the Connect Sheridan app. Councilman, what is this?
So the Connect Sheridan app is a way for the city to communicate with the people. The people can go on there. There's a number of different links that they can get onto. They can pay some utility bills, check on trash and recycling. They can sign up to get alerts and permits. There's a page for frequently asked questions. One of the things that I checked on and I thought was a neat feature was being able to go on to the city links, and then they have a pathways and parks map. And anyway, that was a good map, and I really enjoyed looking at it.
Talking to someone else.
Oh, okay. I was getting a hand signal there. I was like, anyway, but the map of the pathways is an interesting thing because, you know, in Sheridan, we love our pathways, and people really get a lot of enjoyment out of that. So I would encourage people to download that app. If you don't have it already, go to your app store and check that out. And Hans, did you want to say something about that?
Yes, we're currently having an issue downloading the app on the Android device, but we have IT on it in the background, and that should be fixed and up and ready for download soon. It is currently still working on iPhones, and it is the best way to reach out. When you do a service request on it or request a problem, it directly goes into our software system and ends up on the correct desk in the list of stuff for the, so let's say, for example, the streets department to go look at a pothole or something. So it's an important component of our city communication.
Now, have you seen this actually work as of yet?
Oh, yeah.
Like someone gets on there and says, hey, I got a pothole at this location, boom, and then you guys received it?
Yes, for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it helps us out tremendously.
Yeah.
So we don't have to go drive around and look for them. It's so much more efficient if the community tells us where they're at. So we encourage the use of it.
Oh, so tell me how you used to go around and make sure that the streets were okay.
Yeah, so
you literally used to drive around and just be like, well, what about this one?
Absolutely. Oh, wow. And you know what? We don't have a lot of free time to go drive around. We have to block time out to go drive around and just look at streets, look at the stream, look at some of the striping and stuff. So, but we have great staff who they're more involved with out and about, if you will, all day long. So they have devices and stuff. They can ping potholes, take notes, and get it to the right department anytime they see something. For example, maybe a tree is growing over a stop sign. We'll tag it, send it to the park's arborists for consideration to be trimmed back.
So in a way, this is something that you guys have been using for years, but now you've just given access to the community to a certain respect.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, that's amazing. So now folks, if they see a problem, they see an issue, let's say the bush, I can't see around that particular corner because of this bush. I can just take a picture of it or send you the location.
Yeah, it's very simple. You can go on there and click a request. You can be anonymous. You can put your name in there. It doesn't matter either way. We're going to send somebody out to take a look at it.
And for those who are using Android, which would include myself. I'm an Android guy.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I can speak to that.
Just know that work is being done to make sure that you can get this app. Councilman, where exactly do I need to go to get this? I don't need to go to the city.
Yeah, just go to your app store. But also one of the things I found out is you can just go to the Connect Sheridan website. I mean, and it has all the same appearance and links and everything else. So even if you're on an Android right now and you've got something that you want to communicate to the city, you can do it.
All right. That's fantastic to know. So and to do that, how do I find that website?
I searched Connect Sheridan and it came right up there on the top. It's okay. Actually... it's kind of a weird name. It's not exactly intuitive. I typed it down here, but I can't seem to find it now. But you just search for Connect Sheridan, and you'll find it.
All right. So, folks, just do a website search. If you've got a pothole outside, you got an Android, you can't get this app right now, you can still send information to the city about issues that you would like to see addressed.
So when you search for Connect Sheridan, look for the link that's connected with City Sourced. S-O-U-R-C-E-D. That's the one that will take you right to the Connect Sheridan app. So, and then once we get this fixed, you know, people will be, you know, people want to be able to communicate with the city. And this is just a great way for them to say, hey, I got this thing on my street. I'd like to get it into your lineup to get fixed when you can. And it's just, it opens up the lines of communication with the city.
And fantastic. Yeah. And I imagine the city does their best to jump on it as quickly as possible, right, Hans?
You bet we do, boy.
Especially when it comes to those potholes. I do have to say that I don't think we're actually on a city road out here, but we had a big pothole forming out there. And just, I think it took about a day. I saw it. I knew it was going to be an issue. And then the next day, it was full. So I know they're out there getting the work done. Councilman, have you heard any comments from residents out in the city as to whether or not they really enjoy this app, or is this still too new yet?
I haven't talked to a lot of people about this, but you know, everything, it's a matter of critical mass. When does the majority of people learn that it's there and start realizing the benefits that it offers? And so it's really just about times exactly like this, where we get out and we tell people the app is there, go look for it. And just explore what it has for you. Mm-hmm. And then who knows, maybe next time we talk about this, we're going to have a glowing report of a bunch of people that are just super happy with what it has given them.
Now, this isn't Everbridge. This is a different application.
That is correct. It's different. Everbridge is our system for sending out notifications, mostly to do with snow removal, if I'm recalling correctly. But we've got a couple different things. Actually, the city is doing what it can to leverage technology here, because we've also got the beautiful historic Sheridan app that allows people to get information from the statues downtown. I mean, so we've got three different apps that the city's using, and it's good for people to try to look into all three of them and figure out what it offers.
Well, you throw that on your phone, and you've got no problems whatsoever, dude. You can just walk around, report anything, and and there's going to be additions to one of those apps, correct me if I'm wrong, or at least the website, where I can hit historic spots throughout Sheridan and give like one of those little scan code things, and all of a sudden I've got all the information about historic buildings and sites within the city.
That's correct. That's that beautiful historic Sheridan app.
Yeah.
There's some, if anybody hasn't noticed, there's some gold-colored discs installed in the concrete sidewalks downtown with a QR code. You can scan those, and it brings up some information on the art sculpture, some historic photos of buildings downtown. It's really cool.
Okay, so that's the one that we were talking about with the statues. You can just same thing with certain buildings?
Yeah. There's different information on that app. You can go to either statues or buildings and photos. Yeah, it's still, some of it's in the works, but there's a lot of information on there, and I'd encourage people to go check it out, too. It's something really fun to do on a beautiful day, get downtown and scan some QR codes and see what happens.
You can take your family out on a walk if you've got visiting family, and you can show them how great the city is. That's fantastic. All right, more with the City of Sheridan right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Busy summer tourism season? Be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust Cash Management Solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit eFirstFederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank, member FDIC.
20 ribeyes for $39.
The Backyard Butchers are here right now with 20 ribeye steaks for only $39. That's less than $2 a steak. Just look for the big white truck in the parking lot right now at Tractor Supply in Sheridan. Stock up and save 20 ribeyes for $39. Just look for the big white truck in the parking lot right now at Tractor Supply in Sheridan. And for a limited time, get 2 pounds of crab legs for $39. Go to BackyardButchers.com for more info. Cash, credit, debit, EBT accepted.
This is Dr. Victor Asher inviting you to join NAMI Sheridan for our community walk on Saturday, May 17th, starting at 9 a.m. at Whitney Commons. It's a free walk, but if you can donate, it helps to support vital mental health programs and advocacy. While there, explore local resources from vendors on site and see programs already underway. Help us bring mental health into the spotlight. To sign up, go online to namiwalks.org/Sheridan. Thanks.
Want to give back to the place you call home? Join the 5 to Thrive initiative with the Wyoming Community Foundation. By dedicating just 5% to your community while leaving 95% to your loved ones, you can create a lasting impact for generations to come. We will ensure your gift is safeguarded and continues to support a vibrant, thriving future in Sheridan. I'm Salvador Madrigal, Associate Director of Donor Stewardship for Sheridan and Johnson Counties. Learn more today and connect with me at wycf.org.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Follow the 25th Infantry Regiment Bicycle Corps' Buffalo Soldiers on their 1,900-mile ride in 1897 on Sheridan Community Land Trust's Iron Riders Trail driving and cycling tour. Enjoy this tour on the ground and virtually with the Travel Stories GPS app. Find this and all of SCLT's driving and walking tours under the History tab at SheridanCLT.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking to Sheridan City Councilman Andrew Patzig and Public Works Director Hans Mercer. A cooperative agreement between the Wyoming Department of Transportation and the City of Sheridan for a federal project consisting of ADA upgrades and the installation of a traffic signal at the intersection of Brundage Lane and Bighorn Avenue was approved by the Sheridan City Council earlier this week. Hans, just exactly what work does need to be done at Brundage Lane and Bighorn Avenue? I, when you say ADA, I'm thinking ramps, maybe some of those rumble strips to alert individuals that they're coming to a corner.
As far as the ADA upgrades go, any time we do improvements to an intersection, we're required to bring the sidewalk and the crosswalk ramps up to ADA standards. And that has a lot to do with the slope. So it's really going to be rebuilding the concrete behind the curb and gutter in those areas and bringing them up to those standards while we do the signal work.
When we look at a corner built in 1954 and we look at a corner that you've got to redo today, tell me those differences.
A lot of the slopes are shallower. There's a lesser grade these days. That federal law is updated annually. So it depends on the length of the climb and the slope. Like, you're allowed to have a 1 to 12 slope maximum now, which is like 0.83% climb, or 8.3. So, and it can only go so far. If you look at a long ADA, like the pathway over by the junior high, there's resting ramps every so many feet. And that's an ADA requirement for anybody with limited mobility to kind of take some rest areas from that slope. Duration.
Really,
so
interesting.
So we do that on all of our intersections. Every time we go in and do a project, we try to bring those areas up to ADA standards.
How often are you sitting down reading ADA updates?
You know, annually. Yeah. When we go as engineers, we go for continuing education. There's usually always a course on the updated ADA standards.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
How you go to this course once a year?
It just depends. We're required as engineers to get 30 CEUs every 2 years. So we're always looking for local options. Sometimes we got to go out of town. And there's always usually an ADA, it's American Disabilities Act conference, class. So
now when an individual, when you look at these corners throughout the entire city, there's a lot of city blocks that you got to look at. As you update or have to work on these, then you can add these updated ADA, right? There's no requirement saying, Hans, you got to get out there and you got to start updating corners or ADA requirements throughout the entire city. Are you working on a calendar to get that done, or is it just as projects come along?
That's correct, Floyd. It's more as projects come along. Once we're in there, we want to bring those up to grade at the same time we're doing other improvements. Less intrusive. We're already there with it closed, so we might as well tidy everything up at the same time.
And before I move on, I got to wondering something. Everything going well with all the underwork on Main Street?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Everything's clicking along exactly how you...
So far, so good.
That's right. Okay, find some wood. It's
there,
right here
there
on the
was
side.
A water main, there was a water main leak or a break. It was just outside of the construction zone, and that stuff happens. Yeah. But our city utility crews got in and got that fixed right away. So
now, it says it's going to add a traffic light at this lane?
That's correct. Brundage Avenue and Bighorn... Brundage Lane and Bighorn Avenue, we've had, ever since I worked at the city, a numerous amount of complaints about that intersection. And we've been working with our friends at YDOT over what can possibly be done. They analyzed quite a few different options. For instance, a four-way stop. And that would take everything down to a level of service C right now. And then with future projected growth would decrease to a level of service D. With the future growth and the traffic impacts in roughly 2030. So if we looked at either a roundabout or a traffic signal, that increases all four legs of that intersection up to a level of service A and maintains that level of service through future projected growth. And you could think of that as just like your grades. A is good, D, not so good.
Yeah. And when it comes to traffic signals, a certain number of vehicles have to use that intersection within a certain... range of time, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Those are called warrants. Some of those warrants weren't met, but the level of service warrant is what triggered this to be an option for YDOT to install.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember speaking with somebody from YDOT who said, you know, if you don't meet this requirement, they really don't like putting traffic lights in.
That's 100% correct, yes. Yeah, it becomes inefficient. You don't just put traffic signals everywhere, or stop signs, for instance. It really depends on quite a bit of engineering, but this particular one was triggered for the level of service with future projected growth.
Now, when it comes to the ADA, that you're going to have to, this is city crews that'll be doing this work, not YDOT?
Well, actually, YDOT's going to design everything, and then it'll be contracted out to install.
Okay.
So the city crews, more likely my city engineering group, they'll be involved with the project management and oversight as far as that goes.
Okay, so kind of at the table level, and then they'll be walking out there with some hard hats on to make sure everything's copacetic.
Yeah, hard hats, orange vests. If you guys are listening, got to have your PPE on.
It's always a requirement.
There you go. You know, someone is looking at the open door to the truck right now. Going,
that's right.
Man, he nailed us, and we're not even in the room. All right, where are we at in this process?
Very beginning. Council just approved the cooperative agreement. We have signed it and sent it back to YDOT, and they have one final signature to get. It's already been through the Deputy Attorney General's office, and ultimately, once it's fully executed, they'll push to get the funds put on their STIP, which is their State Transportation Improvement Plan. That way they have the funds, and then we'll go to design and construction. Hopefully, we're trying to target 2027. That's probably the best case scenario. It could slide to 2028. You know, we always want to try to get things done efficiently, but it just depends on their workload and everything. So
yeah, and YDOT plans out quite a ways ahead, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're way out there.
With federal dollars, you bet.
All right, so this isn't something that's going to be done just around the corner. We're looking quite a ways down the pike on this one.
Yes, a few years, but, you know, the community, I think they're going to really enjoy it when it's done, and We've had a lot of phone calls about that intersection, so
yeah.
I think they're just pleased that something's finally going to happen at that intersection.
Just going to take a little more time.
A little more time.
And this isn't a complaint. It's just the rate of government. One snail pushing two snails, trying to get things done. All right. We're going to kind of move on down the way here. The pavement maintenance at North Heights. What is this?
Okay. Well, any resident up in the North Heights area has definitely experienced construction over the last few years. We are finished with laying the water main in the ground, but now it's a matter of fixing the streets above it. And so this rotomill and overlay project that is planned for up in that area is part of the 2019 capital improvement program. And phase one has already been completed. Phase one is about a third of it. Phase two is planned for this summer. And we know that the people up there have been real patient and they've been experiencing this for quite some time now.
What is this, 3 years?
Probably closer to four.
Closer to 4 years, yeah.
So basically, we're just going to make a real strong push and try to get everything done this summer. And you know, it's going to be a little bit of an imposition, hopefully a last imposition on those folks that live up in that area. But when they're done with this, though, the streets are going to be amazing. So what they're going to do is they're going to rotomill up the streets and do what is called a full depth reclamation. We're looking at over 35,000 square yards of pavement that's going to be taken care of with this. And like I said, when they're done, should have butter smooth streets up there. And like the imposition that's going to come this summer, I try to liken it to riding your bicycle up a long hill. It's tough, it's painful and arduous, but once you get to that top, it's worth it all when you can coast down the backside. And what I'm looking forward to, because I know some people that live up in the North Heights area, is for them to coast into this fall on brand new streets.
So. Yeah. Yeah, and Hans, all of this was a water issue, wasn't it?
Yes, those water lines were installed, I believe, in the 70s, so they had a lot of corrosion on them, and they definitely needed to be replaced. It was before PVC. Actually, I think PVC had just come out, but it wasn't truly trusted yet by everybody, so they still use the ductile iron in that area.
All right, so as the councilman said, it's been a long uphill battle. But you got good clean water with good new pipes, and you'll be able to hopefully coast into fall. Do we have kind of a timeline on this?
Is this summer? They just want to. So they're just going to push at it, push it, and get it done this summer.
All right. Now, before I take a break, I do want to touch on the Pathway Wayfinding Project. Where is the city on this project?
So we're planning on installing some kiosks in strategic locations around the pathway system with some maps. Basically, it's going to consist of a sign, and it's going to show some mileage on it. And people can use that to figure out where they're at in the system. And in the future, there might be some mileage markers along the pathway, maybe on signs or painted on the sidewalk, some sort of additional signage throughout the system. And it's basically just to help people fully understand how big the system is right now and where they can go with it.
Hans, correct me if I'm wrong, but these signs and kind of like road signs, stop signs, things that people kind of take for granted every day, they're not exactly the cheapest things in the world because they've got to be constructed to withstand all the weather.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, the Parks Department, they've designed some really cool steel frames that are going to be planted in specific areas. And then the actual sign itself is going to be placed on a board. It'll have the City of Sheridan logo. And then, of course, all the trail maps and mileage markers and everything like that.
It's got to be able to weather the storms, folks. All right, we're going to have more with our City of Sheridan right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE. At 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
Tales of the City takes nutrition to heart with Nature's Logic, Fromm Family Foods, and Red Paw, the number one sporting food, expanding with new products every day. Now, shop online at talesofthecitystores.com. We offer free local delivery or order online for curbside pickup. Be confident in what you're feeding. Tales truly is invested in your pet. At Tales of the City, we know they're not just pets. Their family.
Tales of the City. Visit their new location at 218 West Burkett in Sheridan. Have you ever considered a gift certificate to Eye Care of the Bighorns for someone who has vision correction? Many companies don't provide eye insurance, which makes the burden of annual eye exams and glasses or contact lenses an out-of-pocket expense. Eye Care of the Bighorns also carries your favorite sunglasses and athletic eye protection from names you love, like Maui Jim, Costa, and more. Stop by Eye Care of the Bighorns or call 307-674-0444 today.
Okay. Isn't it weird that you can trust your dog to guard your home, but not your sandwich? Well, the same goes for you trusting yourself to fix or tune up your own lawnmower, side by side or four before, because you won't actually get to it, and if you do, you'll do it wrong. Hando Service Center. Not only will Hando's do it right, they're actually glad to do it. And remember, your neighbor's still mad about that explosion, so this time let Hando's fix it right before you end up on the news. Hando's on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Hi, this is Elizabeth,
JT,
and Dr. Dempsey with EBIA Hearing and Sound. May is Better Hearing and Speech Month. We invite you to take a proactive approach to your overall health and reconnect to the vibrant and beautiful world through better hearing.
Connection is a key to happiness. Enhance your joy, protect your mental acuity, and find ease in communication through better hearing. Our staff offers comprehensive hearing exams, tinnitus support, prescriptive hearing aids, and more.
Celebrate Better Hearing and Speech Month. Call today, 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. Speaking with us this morning, Sheridan City Councilman Andrew Pensig, Public Works Director Hans Mercer. All right, Hans, we've beat around the bush long enough. Let's talk about what people really want to hear about, my friend, Kendrick Poole. It's on everyone's mind this year. We know we're going to kind of have to take a bit of a hiatus. Where are we at?
Yes, the pool is going to be closed this summer, and it's going a complete renovations occurring to it. If the public recalls, that pool was presented to the city in 1937 by Evelyn and Edward Moore. Now, it's undergone some renovations over the years. There was a new kiddie pool put in, and of course, some new pumps and stuff, but right before, so roughly 2017, there was an analysis done on the condition of the pool, and it had far surpassed its useful life. We kept that thing going right up until the bitter end, and there was just no more it could go last summer. So luckily, we have a great contractor on board, a great engineering firm, and together as a team, we were able to bring that project to fruition. We did quite a bit of value engineering to bring it back into the budget that we were looking for. And that was all partially due to we did a public survey, and it came back in the top 71% wanted to see that pool renovated. And of course, it complements the YMCA, but I think with our long winters, the public really enjoys that outside pool, and we're pleased to be able to bring them that project.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you don't think a pool is important for a city, I dare someone to go stop by the Buffalo Municipal Pool just on a hot day. Holy cow, that place gets bumping. Mm-hmm. That is something that I don't think I found value in, because I'd never been in a city that actually had its pool that it managed until I moved to Buffalo. And that place is very important to the community. And I can only imagine not just the importance of the having the pool itself, but the bit of history that Kendrick Poole offers Sheridan. Now, when we look at infrastructure, when we look at pumps, when we look at the piping, is all of that being redone.
Yes, and that's a good point, Floyd. A lot of the work that the public will not see is going to be underground in the mechanical building, and that circulates the water, it filters it, it disinfects it, and it even heats it. So those were the components primarily failing. I think it was last summer the boiler went out, so we about June, so we had no heat in the pool for that those amount of times.
Which is fine for June, but yeah. Getting a little horrible around August, end of August, right?
Right, yeah, yeah. So that's a good key. We're doing quite a bit of renovation inside the bathhouse. New fixtures, new paint, new flooring, some lockers and benches, stuff like that. And
there's some remodeling going on in there, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
So it'll be almost not a new one, but a different bathhouse.
Yeah, it'll be basically a major facelift for it. And one prime addition is the family changing room. Right now, it's set up where you have to either take a left or a right and go through the two locker rooms. We're actually installing a door where a family could walk straight through. You get into the pool area, and then you go left to the family changing room, and there will be some lockers in there for them. So that was an important need we recognized.
Absolutely. As you know, I was a single father for a long time of a little girl, and it was really tough. Okay, well, where do we go? You know, she's too small to go in there by herself. So what the heck can I do here? I completely understand the need for that. And I think that's fantastic addition. When we look at things that you have to consider about a pool that you don't have to consider about other projects within the city, is there anything that sticks out to you, Hans, where you're like, okay, we're getting ready to redo Kendrick Pool. Let's brush up on our pool engineers.
Well, that's a good question. We've learned a lot. That we have some Interstate Engineering's on board to actually design the pool. They're our experts, but our project manager, Dave Ford, he's been traveling around to some different pools recently, and he says, you know, you start to notice things that you normally wouldn't look at unless you were involved with the pool design and construction.
Yeah.
You know, signage, different corridor entries, how are the locker rooms set up, what other amenities are needed, patio space, umbrellas, lighting, camera, security. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and it is a fun project for us.
Yeah, and crowd flow, which yes. I'm sure, you know, when you start dealing with individuals in the hundreds that are visiting this place, you've got to consider how are they going to move, and I imagine that's a bit of a challenge.
That's correct. Yeah, we have a really cool drop-off area being installed in front of the bathhouse. There's a little bit of parking there and ADA accessibility, again, ADA, but also a really good drop-off loop. A lot of those parents drop their kids off, but it's going to really route that traffic around in a more efficient manner.
Now, I know the city can't really promote too much, but as Kendrick Pool is closed down for the year. Sheridan County YMCA is kind of stepping up, aren't they, Councilman?
Yeah, well, I mean, the city did have some investment into that aquatic center, and I just would encourage people to, when you're looking to jump in a pool this summer, don't forget about the one that we have at YMCA. It's a great pool.
Great center, great place for the family to head over there. And I spoke with Liz Cassidy, the executive director, not too long ago, and she said that she's going to work to make sure that a package is available for families that will match the price of Kendrick Pool. So you're not going to be paying more. You don't have to be a member to go down to the Aquatic Center this year, folks. It's there for you. Take advantage of it. I got just a little bit of time left, and before I go, what is happening that requires the closure of Grinnell Street?
Oh, if I could, I'd like to take that one. So some people may have noticed it's a little hard to turn from Main Street onto Grinnell right now. This is a very short-lived thing. We have some business development and renovations happening in a building down there, and that means growth for the city. It's going to bring some vitality to the downtown. But with that, sometimes you have to do a little utility work. So a pipe had to be stretched across Grinnell, and it was for fire flow. So everything's safety-oriented and minded on this one. But it's going to be open back up to the public real soon, maybe as soon as tonight. So
okay, fantastic. So yeah. It's not a lot of work, but it's certainly kind of, well, when you need to go down Grinnell Street.
Yeah. Well, I'm very familiar with with that project. And I even tried to park on Grinnell this morning. So it's just your brain is like telling you to go a place that you're used to going. So just to let people know that it's going to be very short-lived.
We are creatures of habit. The budget. I know we're getting close. Where are we at on that one, Councilman? When we start looking at the budget for the city, the directors have already turned everything in. You guys have looked at everything, right?
Yeah, we actually had a very long meeting, although it could have been a lot longer. The city administrator organized it in such a way that we were looking more at discretionary spending instead of non-discretionary spending. But the budget is always a huge hill to climb. There's so many different moving parts. In fact, Hans and I were kind of analyzing the city budget before we got here this morning and trying to figure out why it's difficult to put it in terms as simple as a home budget. And we're kind of coming to the conclusion that, well, imagine in your home, you have 30 different sources of income, and some of them might come through and some of them might not. So when you're looking forward to the next year, you're trying to plan everything from a most optimistic budget to a worst case scenario budget. And that's what makes it kind of difficult to just stick it in a nice, neat little box. But as far as the time frame is concerned, we just got the presentation Tuesday. And we're shooting for budget approval on June 16th.
Okay. Is there anything within the budget that caught you by surprise this year or something that you were like, okay, well, what is this?
No, it's more of a, we're just trying to figure out how to prioritize, because one of the things that was a little different this year is slightly a less revenue coming in from certain sources. So as with everything, you have to be good stewards of the people's money, and you need to make sure that what you're prioritizing is what is the best for the city. It comes down to the same struggle that we always have of really doing the best job we can of defining the difference between needs and wants.
Mm-hmm. Hans, was there anything this year in your budget that you looked at and you thought, you know what, boys, we're going to have to scratch that one off the list for the year?
You know, what we looked at was what could we bring in-house and do with our city crews versus contractual spending. For example, potholes. Now, we don't know what kind of winter it's going to be, but we've added some street staff recently, so we have the means to get on the potholes sooner. And that's something we can adjust, because it did not make the budget or contractual dollars for pothole fill. But our streets guys will just maintain an efficient method of doing them, and that goes back to that Connect Share Nap. If we already know where we're going, we can just fill that many more if we're not out having to look for them.
Absolutely. Save a lot of time for everyone. Jump on that Connect Sheridan app, folks. And if you've got an Android, things are being done to fix that. But Councilman gave us a website. You can jump on there and basically input the same information there that you can on the app. So make sure that you're doing that so the city can get out there. Councilman, anything else you'd like to add before we call
it
a day?
No, I'm just looking forward to going into spring here in Sheridan. As we were talking about, this is a great time of year in our beautiful city.
Absolutely. Mr. Mercer.
No, very much. Appreciate you having us on the air again, Floyd, and we look forward to a great construction season.
It's always fun having you on. Oh, you're a great guy. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
For a busy summer tourism season, be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust Cash Management Solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Spring is in the air, and at Midas, that means a little more green in your pocket. You could save $50 on brakes and up to $150 on shocks and struts. Plus, while your car is getting a tune-up, schedule a little time for detailing at Sheridan Auto Spa and save 10%. It's like the savings are just pouring in. Protect your investment inside and out and save a few coins in the process. You'll get that new car feeling all over again at Midas Tire and Auto on East Brundage Lane in Sheridan.
Got a dream too big for the garage? Your business is growing and you need to step up your game. Synergy Shop-O-Miniums are customizable warehouse spaces designed for trades, startups, and small businesses. They are ready to scale with high ceilings, large bay doors, and owner-friendly built-ins. More than a workspace, it's a foundation for your future. Synergy Shop-O-Miniums. Own your space and build your business. Located near everything at 72 East Ridge Road. Contact Sheridan Realty Associates for a walkthrough.
If you're looking for somewhere to score some sweet deals before you head into the weekend, then do we have the place for you. Just head over to SheridanMedia.com and look for the Hot Buys button every Thursday from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the homepage. When you click through, you'll find deals every week starting at 50% off of retail value. You'll find everything from dining certificates to household items to health and beauty certificates and everything in between. Hot Buys, every Thursday from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. only on SheridanMedia.com.
This Mother's Day, make it bloom with love. Landon's Greenhouse Nursery and Landscaping is giving you the chance to win a $250 gift card perfect for your mom, sister, aunt, or that special someone who loves to grow and glow. Enter daily through May 8th for chances to win. It's easy, fun, and full of flower power. The lucky winner will be announced Friday, May 9th. Head to the contest page at SheridanMedia.com to enter the Landon's Greenhouse Nursery and Landscaping Mother's Day Sweepstakes.
Would you trade a scan of your eyeball for free cryptocurrency? I'm Kim Komando for SimpliSafe. At SimpliSafeKim.com, save 50% on a new system with professional monitoring. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Sam Altman, the inventor of ChatGPT, unveiled a new project he calls WorldCoin. Without sounding too Orwellian, too frightening, or too much like a new Netflix series, let me tell you how it works. You stare into a glowing ball. They call it the WorldCoin orb, and the orb scans your iris. I'm not making this up, really. Your iris is unique in all the world, and the WorldCoin orb verifies that you're a human being to generate your world ID. You'll have a global world ID generated by Sam Altman, the billionaire. And for your time and trouble, you get paid $15 in crypto. They say your world ID will be used to log into websites, verify accounts, and maybe even vote. I'm keeping my eyes shut. And keep your eyes open with my newsletter. Sign up at GetKim.com. Nothing matters more than the safety of your family and home. That's why millions of Americans trust SimpliSafe Home Security. With just one press of a button, you're not just locking up. You're locking out trouble, protecting your home and family 24/7. SimpliSafe is the new standard in security with new groundbreaking innovations, Active Guard outdoor protection, live monitoring agents using AI-powered cameras spot and engage suspicious individuals before they reach your windows and doors. Security that just doesn't react to threats. This is security that's actively working to stop them. Monitoring plans start at around $1 a day. No contracts, no hidden fees, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit SimpliSafeKim.com and claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan for your home. You'll even get your first month free. SimpliSafeKim.com. Save 50% now. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
Hi, I'm Lydia.
I'm Lindsay.
I'm Emmy.
We are proudly representing the Bighorn High School Theater Department.
Our team has the opportunity to travel to Indiana to compete at the National Thespian Festival in June, and we are seeking funding to help us get there.
If you are able to help, please send any donations to Bighorn High School. If you have any questions, please call 674-8190.
Thank you so much for your consideration. We are looking forward to representing the Sheridan and Bighorn communities on the national stage.
Do you find yourself asking questions about technology? Anything from home electronics to your mobile phone? Hi, I'm Rich DeMuro. You can hear me weekends right here on
News Talk.